You can just tell him from me that I'll never listen to his filthy program again.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Science. You ready for science?
No.
You don't want to do science?
No, you know why? Because I'm not in school anymore, and my brain hurts from all those years of school. I never want to think about science again.
Science! No, didn't we get to play this song?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. All right, so because we get to play this old song in the 80s. What's going on with you lately with the 80s?
I don't know.
All your retro stuff.
I don't know.
So weird. All right, give me science.
All right, science time. I found these cool science things that will make you say, I did not know that. Voyager 1, that space probe they sent to space.
Okay.
Has been in space for 40 years now.
Okay.
It's traveling at 30,000 miles an hour.
And what's it doing there?
It's taking photos of planets and black holes and things. But okay. It's been up for 40 years, traveling 30,000 miles an hour. And has only gone 20 light hours away.
Okay, so it's been up there for 40 years. So it's basically like clutter in the universe.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like when I open my boyfriend's closet and I'm like, how long have you had these shoes?
It's not even made it to Pluto yet. I mean, this thing's bawling at 30,000 miles an hour and it's only 20 light hours away. So it's not that far away. So that's how big this universe is.
And it took 40 years for it to get just that far.
Right. So it's
crazy.
So how close is the Earth to the moon, really? You could fit all the planets in our solar system between the Earth and the moon. They would all fit.
Well, that's because most of those planets are tiny.
Well, we're talking Jupiter, Saturn. I mean, these are massive planets.
No, they're really not massive planets. Like Mars, they're pretty small. They just have rings and stuff. I mean, Saturn has rings, but
Jupiter is pretty damn big. It's 5,000 times bigger than Earth.
Yeah, Jupiter is pretty big. In fact, if you remember from all of us, a kid's still doing this where they have to make a diorama of all the planets.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But you'd always make Jupiter huge and Saturn huge because they are. But I thought the Earth and the Moon were a lot closer than that.
I would make Uranus small because I like a little tiny.
But in your case, Uranus is huge. There are 8 times as many atoms in a teaspoon of water than teaspoons in the Atlantic Ocean.
Ooh, this is deep. This is some deep science.
Yeah. 8 times as many atoms in 1 teaspoon of water than there are teaspoons in the Atlantic Ocean. That's crazy.
I wish I was stoned. I would enjoy this so much more if I was stoned.
Oh, we need pot. go get some gummies. I'll wait. Dinosaurs hung out a long time. They were here a long time. They were around so long. There were dinosaur fossils while they were still alive.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
I didn't realize dinosaurs were around that long.
They were around. See, that's why science. Dinosaurs were around so long. There were other dinosaur fossils. So the T-Rex found a fossil and went, there's a fossil.
Does it say how many years? I mean, is it like thousands of years or hundreds of years? What is it?
A couple of years. But the bad thing is a T-Rex couldn't use an iPad, so he couldn't look it up.
Well, because he has those tiny little hands, that's why.
Right, tiny little hands like this, see? Like
yeah,
that. Okay.
He couldn't masturbate, nothing. Those little hands reach nothing.
That's why he had to use another animal. Come here and do this. Yes, move up and down. Yeah, keep doing that. I won't eat you. That's my promise to you is I won't eat you. You help me with this and I'll let you live. When you dream, one portion of your brain creates the dream, the other portion of your brain reacts to it.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, go a little deeper in that. So what part of your, because, you know, I do have a degree in psychology. I studied brain stuff, yeah. Neuroscience. I studied neuroscience. So just give me a little, it's kind of interesting. So what part of your, the amygdala, I'm guessing?
The cortex.
cerebral cortex.
Very good. It sends signals and tries to interpret them, like I'm running through the woods. Then spontaneous firing of neutrons in pons, P-O-N-S.
Ooh. Yes, uh-huh.
That's the ones that react to it.
React, got it.
So one part of the brain and then the other.
Cerebral cortex creates it and the pons react, got it.
Right, see? Science.
Science is interesting.
More science. If you put every animal in the world in a bag.
Okay, why would you put... Okay, never mind, go ahead.
If you could shrink every animal in the world... Okay, like your name was Noah. So you could shrink all the animals down that could fit into a Costco bag.
Okay.
And you stuck your hand in there, you would have a 1 in 5 chance of picking a beetle.
Ew.
That's how many beetles and different types of beetles there are.
You know how I feel about the Beatles. I'm not into boy bands. I'm not into it. The Beatles are not for me.
But you'd have a 1 in 5 chance of picking a beetle if every animal was in that bag.
You mean like Paul McCartney would be in there?
That's how many beetles and insects there are in the world that you would pick that up. You would have a half chance. So every time you stuck your hand in the bag and pulled your hand out, it would be an insect. 50% of the time.
I don't think so, because I would always feel for something furry.
No, because it's kind of like, you know that game on Price is Right where you put your hand in and you have to pull a number out and you pick a strike?
Yes.
You really couldn't tell what you're pulling out. So
Oh, I see.
Half
just
the
like
chance
that. Okay.
You'd pull out an insect. The other, that's how many insects there are in the world.
It's the Price is Right of animals. Got it.
Right. So there. That, now you know.